opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
It's time for 5-0. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got
five on it. Oh, here we go. Five on it. You know the deal. Five questions. Sometimes they have sub-questions within the questions. Russell Dorsey is fired up to take part in five on it for the second time in his illustrious midday career. Correct, Russ?
Sure.
Very positive thoughts from Russ Dorsey, who's in for Layla today.
Number one.
In the wake of the offensive struggles of Cubs outfielder and friend of the show, Ian Happ, manager Craig Counsell experimented with the leadoff spot this weekend. Second baseman Nico Horner hit in the top spot in the batting order Saturday, and first baseman Michael Busch hit leadoff on Sunday. Who do you think the Cubs should go with in the leadoff spot?
I think they should go with Ian Happ, but he's not there right this second, so it's okay to give him a rest. I just like Craig Counsell's willingness to shuffle things around. We didn't see a lot of that early this season outside of Pete Crow Armstrong moving from the bottom third of the order into now the cleanup spot. I will say this, it can be Bush, it could be Horner, it could be Happ, whichever one he feels like is the one. The guy I do not want to see in the leadoff spot, it's very simple. I don't want to see Pete Crow Armstrong in the leadoff spot. He's not there to take pitches. He's not there to give guys behind him a peek. He's there to attack pitches, whether they be in the strike zone or not, and hit them out of the ballpark, or if he gets on base, to run around the bases like it's a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Yeah, I can't have the guy with the 302 on base percentage in the leadoff spot. I'm fine with the platoon, right? Like, two guys with over 950 OPS against left-handed and right-handed pitching in Nico Horner and Michael Busch, respectively. Keep that rolling. Keep that rolling. Why? If it works in the, let's call it, through the trade deadline, and you're still scoring runs, and we're not worried that the Cubs aren't going to score runs, and if you're more productive with that, and then you have Ian Happ, a guy who can hit the ball out of the ballpark in that 6-7 spot in the lineup, maybe as high as 5th, why not keep that going and see what you have there?
I think the other thing is, when you look at where that lineup has been productive and what the weakness has been specifically against better left-handed starting pitching, what I saw in Saturday's game against Max Fried, who is certainly a stuff and strike out, a swing and miss guy, and their ability to work counts and take advantage of a bad day from Max Fried and make his day even worse, let's keep that going. So whatever works against left-handed starters, you need to capitalize that on that if you're Craig Counsell. So whatever works in that situation. And if it is Nico Horner leading off, so be it.
Number two.
We're going to do a little all-star break exercise. We're going to take both baseball teams in Chicago and go through some categories. Category number one, who is the MVP on the Cubs roster and who is the MVP on the White Sox roster?
So on the Cubs roster, I really think the MVP is still going to be, in my estimation, Pete Crow Armstrong. Not just because he's having a breakout season, but because he's doing it in every phase of the game, except for maybe getting on base, as you mentioned, the 302 on base percentage. But that's okay, because when your slug is slugging like that, you could take the hit at on base. But he runs the bases well. He steals bags. His outfield defense is superb. And just the energy and electricity he brings every time he steps to the plate, whether it's in a home ballpark at Wrigley or whether it's on the road, PCA gets the people going. PCA is provocative. PCA is that dude. And I'm hoping for something spectacular from him in the All-Star game, whether it's a play in the field, whether it's something he does at the plate or on the base pass. That's the thing. He can be so electric in so many different ways. That's what makes him exciting. And I think Tuesday could possibly be his coming out party.
I'm going to do something different here. PCA is the obvious answer. So I'm going to go MVP, not named PCA. And I'm going Michael Bush. Michael Bush has a slash line of 290, 375, 550. It's good for a 925 OPS. He has 15 doubles, 3 triples, 19 homers, 59 runs batted in. He gets on base. He's also turned himself into a solid first baseman. And I was concerned there that they might not need to find another place for him. Michael Bush has been arguably the breakout star in Major League Baseball this year. When you look across the board, what he's been able to do offensively, that trade that the Cubs made to acquire Michael Bush, it's turned out all right, because you have a guy in the middle of your lineup that has proven that he can bang. Like, this is a guy that's going to finish with between 30 and 40 homers, between 50 and 70 walks, drive in close to 100, score close to 100 runs, and after a little transition year, has turned himself into a tick above average at worst first baseman with the opportunity to continue to get better at the position. That's a great find by the Cubs, and salute to their minor league scouting department for saying this is a guy that we should go after and acquire, because he's a very talented player who didn't have an opportunity to blossom in LA.
Blot.
Also, I need to tell you, that's why the Dodgers are the Dodgers, because Michael Bush is this good and had no place to play.
Yeah, that's kind of scary, right? That part of it. What I'm interested to see Michael Bush second half of the season is the increased opportunities against left-handed pitching are coming. We saw him start in Friday's game, not against Max Fried, but against Carlos Rodon. If he continues to get the opportunities and he can keep his OPS above 900, woo!
I also need to tell you, Kyle Schwarber wasn't always a guy that people wanted to face left-handed pitching.
Well, but he put on the armor, and now he's a different dude.
And then he has been, over the last four seasons, one of the best hitters against left-handed pitching. Currently has an OPS above 900 against lefties. Like, sometimes guys just need an opportunity to struggle and then make that change.
We'll see if Craig Council gives them room to do so.
Who is your White Sox most valuable player?
It's Adrian Hauser. I know he hasn't been there all season. I don't care. It's Adrian Hauser. The dude has been phenomenal. He should bring back something in a trade. I could not picture that for a guy that you're paying less than $1.4 million on a one-year contract for. He has been a revelation. He is throwing harder than he has ever thrown in his career. It's Adrian Hauser, and it's not particularly close.
I'm going to go my White Sox MVP, and you'll see why I'm doing it. My MVP for the White Sox is Ethan Katz.
Oh,
their pitching coach. Because I think what he's been able to do since he arrived in Chicago is be able to identify serviceable starting pitchers. I think what they've been able to do with Shane Smith is, for a team in a rebuild that where you need to find some development wins, Shane Smith is a development win. I know he's an all-star, and I know his last couple of starts prior to the break have not been great, but that is a guy that had an ERA in the low threes up until about June. Sean Burke, same thing. Like, a guy outside of a couple starts has been right around the mid threes. And I think when you think about the Chicago White Sox and what they needed to show this year after having the worst record in Major League Baseball,
show some development wins, right? Show that you are a better team somehow this year than you were last year. And I think as you continue forward, if I'm a White Sox fan, I say, okay, this team might not have the talent yet, but they've been able to develop some players where you're like, I can see what the vision is once they do have that top tier talent when Noah Schultz and Hagen Smith get to the big leagues and those guys are in the front of your rotation. And then these guys that you've been able to develop into serviceable arms are in the middle to back end of it.
All right, we're going to continue our All-Star break exercise here as part of Five on It with Raheemy and Harris. Russell Dorsey is in for Layla Raheemy. I'm going to ask you guys to name the most underrated player on the Cubs roster.
It's Carson Kelly. The fact that he's come out and done what he's been able to do for over half a season, and he had that little dip in late May, early June, and he's come back strong as ever in recent weeks and has held down a pitching staff that's pitched as well as the Cubs have, both starters and relievers. With Miguel Amaya missing this much time, it's got to be Carson Kelly. He's been as good as he's been with the Cubs, better than anywhere else he's played. And I know he's a guy that you expected to have, you know, a significant role on the team, but a 276, 376, 523 slash line, an OPS, 1/1000th below 900 at 899, an OPS plus of 158. He's got 12 bombs already in just 62 games. It's Carson Kelly.
Yeah, it's Carson Kelly. It's not particularly close either. And I know teams in this day and age in baseball like to have the two tandem catcher set up where you basically split the time between the two. Maybe one guy gets a few more ABs than the other. But Carson Kelly, he's been so good, and also another underrated pickup for the Cubs where he's been so good. When Miguel Amaya comes back, you're like, ah.
I mean, there's a conversation to be had. How does that split work?
Oh, you got to go. If he's still rolling like this when he comes back, you got to say 70-30?
Yeah, I was thinking more 66-33, like two-thirds.
At that point, you might have to do 70-30.
You're probably right. Yeah,
but yeah, like he has to get the ABs.
I could see a lineup in which he gives somebody else a day off and he can DH when Amaya's in the catcher role as well. So, yeah.
Who do you consider to be the most underrated player on the White Sox roster?
Underrated's tough because you're saying they're way better than we think they are. We don't think anybody on the White Sox is that great. I mean, look at Miguel Vargas and what we were talking about him. He's now batting under 220 on the year. I mean, I guess most underrated might be Mike Tauchman, even though we know he's good. Like, this guy's going to bring something at the deadline. He just continues to go out and hit in whatever role. And he doesn't start every day. He just does whatever is needed. He'll come off the bench and get you a big hit. So it's probably Tauchman.
I'm going with your MVP, Adrian Hauser. 5-2 with a 1.56 ERA. Yeah, because I had zero expectations for Adrian Hauser coming to the White Sox kind of just took a flyer on him. And I think he's been much better than most people realize who are not paying attention to the Chicago White Sox on a daily. Like, if you ask 30 baseball fans about who has one of the lowest ERAs in all of Major League Baseball that's on the Chicago White Sox, I'd say 29 of them wouldn't be able to say Adrian Hauser. And for that reason, I think he's their most underrated player.
Okay.
All right, the final part of our All-Star break exercise, this will just be an express version in the interest of time. Name the player to watch in the second half for both the Cubs and the White Sox. Just give me the names.
Name for me, pretty simple. Matt Shaw. Watch him while you can. I don't know how much longer he's going to be in this situation.
Wow. I put trade acquisition to be named later as my player to watch the second half for the Cubs.
That's such a cop-out.
It's not. It allows you to understand that there are going to be some changes and a guy who should impact their playoff roster. For the White Sox, Colson Montgomery. I think you've seen some things where you're saying, okay, like this is a real deal type of player that could be, you know, a big boost for the White Sox. Has a .382 on base percentage in his 10 games in the big leagues, and it's a really good sign that he's not overwhelmed.
Close to Colson Montgomery, I'm going to go though with Edgar Carroll because I just want to see, can he put together a whole season of being better than average at the plate. And because I'm trying to figure out what that catcher situation is going to look like in the future with him and Kyle too.
Number three.
The Bears rookies report to training camp this Friday. How much, if at all, have your expectations changed with the news that Ryan Poles has been given an extension through 2029, matching the length left on head coach Ben Johnson's contract?
I think there's less pressure, honestly, because if he was in his 1 year left, and now we know it was 2 years left on his contract, and he was like, oh, they better produce now. It would be a lot like watching what Jed Hoyer has done with the Cubs this year. But because we now know he's good for 2029, they can get off to a slow start, take their time, as long as they can say at the end of the season, look at Caleb Williams' growth. Look how much better this offense is weeks, say, 14 through 18 compared to weeks 1 through 4. That's going to be more of the measurement than it will be the actual wins and losses in year one of Ben Johnson.
When you know you're not going to get fired or the threat of being fired isn't there, it probably does change how you operate because you don't have to necessarily make the bold move, right? Like Jed Hoyer, on the last year of his deal, you say, oh, man, we don't make the postseason. I might not be here anymore. I'm going to go get Kyle Tucker, and we got to get maybe the postseason this year. And so for the Bears, I look at it and I say, all right, like with less pressure, do you operate differently? My gut still says there's expectations there because we are talking about the Chicago Bears. You do have the expectations after you bring in what we talked about earlier was the best head coaching candidate available in Ben Johnson and year two of Caleb Williams, who you saw flashes of what that could look like, 20 touchdowns, 6 interceptions in his first year in the NFL with horrible offensive coordinators and a head coach that got fired midseason.
Okay, that's believable. But I just feel like there's less pressure. I'm not saying there's not any pressure. There's just less than there was when you thought this might be his last.
There is 60% of the pressure still okay. There.
I'll go with that.
Number four.
Marshall, Russell, who is the best executive in Chicago right now, and who's the worst?
That's such a great question. It's a question that you start thumbing through and start looking.
You start looking.
I think the best executive in Chicago right now is Jed Hoyer. He's the guy without a future is the best executive in Chicago. And I think the worst executive resides with the Bulls. I think it's Arturis Karnišovas.
Yeah, I think it has to, based off of everything we've seen lately, it's Jed Hoyer. Had to tear down what was the 2016 core, rebuild it, rebuild their farm system, and now he has what is one of the best teams in the National League, and we just talked about them as being a World Series contender. Also, hasn't made it to the postseason since he took over as an executive. So, like, when we're talking about how the city has gone,
pressure.
There is some pressure there. The worst executive, I'm with you. I'm going to say Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley, because they are a tandem.
Acme.
The Bulls are, they are in the abyss in basketball where I don't know when the next time they will be a playoff team is. And I'm not counting the play-in as the playoffs because it's not.
It's just the postseason. They're 5 to 10 years away from being 5 to 10 years away.
10 years is crazy, but I'm 100% with you.
Well, the way that works is when you're 5 to 10 years away from being 5 to 10 years away, you could just be 10 years away. 5 plus 5 is 10. Or you could be 20 years away.
You know Kobe White and Nikola Vucevic are still on the roster?
I do know that. They should be traded for assets. The Bulls don't value assets, so that's why we are where we are. They're allergic to draft picks, especially the ones that are unprotected future possible lottery picks. They don't like those. A lot of decisions. You see what they did with their last one?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes.
Number five.
Fifth question here. 5 on it with Raheemian Harris. Russ Dorsey is in. So it's usually a life question here. And I have a car for the first time since 2018. And I've lived in D.C., lived in Chicago, had a car. First time driving a car in the city. It sucks. I hate having a car in the city. And number one reason why is because finding a parking spot in the city is it's torture. I hate it so much. And now I understand all the people who are in their car listening to this fabulous radio station. I understand it now. The fifth question is, why is parking in the city so insufferable?
Well, I think it's insufferable because we live in a major metropolitan area with 3 million people. And people commute in and they don't use enough public transportation, and they don't walk enough, and you end up with not enough parking spots. Let's be very clear. There's not enough easily accessible parking spots, and that's why it's bad, and it's only going to get worse, Robbie. I just want to let you know. Nothing speaks future good about Chicago parking.
Why does it suck? It's one of the largest cities in the country. There is a big concentration of people that live here. So naturally, a lot of people
Let's just
cars.
Not drive cars. We have transportation. Let's just take the
transportation. And here you are, driving your car.
But I like to drive, but as somebody with a car that lives in the city of Chicago, I don't drive necessarily unless I have to. And I've gotten to the point in life, and Marshall, I know Marshall's going to make a joke here, I just valet because I don't want to do the thing where let's say I have a 7:30 reservation and it's 7:25. Now I have to circle the restaurant for 15 minutes hoping that somebody backs out and I find a spot. Like, just take my $15. But, Robbie, do you know that the city of Chicago doesn't even own the meters in the city?
Wait, are you kidding me?
So in 2008.
Wait, is this real?
Yes.
100% real. That's 100% why I didn't tell you in the group chat.
Flawed. Why did they do that?
In 2008, former Chicago mayor Richard Daley privatized the parking meters. And so the city leased the meters to a company known as Chicago Parking Meters LLC, based in UAE, United Arab Emirates,
okay,
for $1.1 billion because the city needed the cash. Since then, the meters have generated over $2 billion.
They really traded parking for cash considerations.
So this is the yes.
Are you kidding
yes.
me?
So Robbie, this isn't what even the worst part.
Deal. That are lease, they the Bulls?
That lease was for 75 years. There is still 58 years on that deal, and UAE, the Chicago Parking Meters LLC, has already gotten their money back and an extra billion.
How is this not like talked about as one of the worst trades of all time?
Oh, it is one of the worst trades of all time.
Like, if we talk about Luka, like, that's one of the worst yes. trades I've ever seen.
1,000%.
Who's this mayor's name?
Mayor Daley.
Oh, my God.
Mayor Daley is? The most famous mayor in the city.
Oh, my God. He makes Nico Harrison look like a saint. Are you kidding me?
This
is the worst deal I've ever heard.
Robbie, I was in the eighth grade when this happened. And at the time, it was just like, oh, the city got a billion. We'll see if it works out for him. And now people are like, woof.
Way to go, Mayor.
It is woof. That was 5-1. And coming up next, we talk about the Bulls and the Summer League, because Chuck Swirsky is going to join us to talk all things Summer League. He's out in Vegas, the Bulls Radio Network play-by-play announcer. Chuck Swirsky joins us when Raheemian Harris with Russell Dorsey returns.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Kobe on the drive. Kobe to the rack. And a right-handed power dunk. Kobe White with a slam. Oh, my goodness. Put back two-handed slam. Mattis Bacelis. Oh, he rocked the rim. Mattis Bacelis eating some rim at the United Center.
I might swerve in that corner. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mattis Bacelis, the rookie with big time on you.
Midcourt. Oh, it's gone! It's gone! It's gone! Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win! Josh Giddey, I love you!
Chuck Swirsky on 670 The Score.
Put him in the Hall of Fame! Put him in the Hall!
That's where Robbie Triano would like to put Josh Giddey in the Hall of Fame, but that's a little premature. He first needs to be on an actual team this upcoming season. Right now, he's just kind of hanging out as a restricted free agent. For more on Giddey, for more on the Bulls as they continue summer league play tonight against the Pacers, we head out to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, where Chuck Swirsky, Bulls Radio Network play-by-play announcer, joins us. CircaLasVegas.com. You can find him on the artist formerly known as Twitter at CTSBulls. Chuck, how hot is it in Vegas right now?
Well, let's put it this way. If I didn't have a hat on, you could probably fry an egg on it.
Oh.
So it's that hot. I mean, it's anywhere between 108 and 115.
Wow. So the temperature just slightly hotter than the Bulls play has been through two games, a couple of tough losses. I'm very curious as to what your first impression was when we're talking about first-round pick in the lottery, Noah Essengay, as he has played now two summer league games.
Yeah, and I don't know what his status is going to be for the game today because I have not met with Billy Donovan III. I'll see him prior to the game. The same with Bacelis, although Mattis was expected to play today. But as far as Essengay is concerned, I think everyone knows he struggled in his first game. I don't think there's any doubt that he was nervous and he was just getting used to the physicality of what NBA ball is, even though the Raptors had a few guys that are entering their second year. But as you know, in summer league ball, you've got guys who were in the G League last year, maybe Europe, maybe they were, you know, rotation guys. So it's a mixture of a lot of different personnel on these teams. The second game, however, was different, and we saw a much more confident individual. He has watched a ton of film here of NBA play, of his sets. And we saw a player, and I mean, there were a couple of occasions. His length is unbelievable and his stride, but his arms are so long that if he gets beat off the dribble, he can recover with a blocked shot or altering a shot. It's almost like, I'm going to use this as an example, a condor swooping in for his prey. Well, this guy has an unbelievable upside when it comes to changing and altering a defensive scheme for, in this case, the Bulls against an opponent. So, but we have to keep in mind, he's 18 years young, and it's a young 18. And, you know, I think they're just going to be very, very patient with him.
Chuck, you talk about youth on this team. This is going to be a very young Bulls roster. And you talked about Mattis Bacelis. When you look at what he was able to do last year, being able to use that athleticism that we know he has. He showed that it was on display often, especially in the second half of the season. What is the areas of his game that you, if, whether you've talked to him about it or just from seeing how the progression should be, that Bulls fans can say, okay, this is where Matsuk is better in 2025 and 2026?
Yeah, great question. So I think his outside shooting, I think he was very inconsistent in that area. He got better during the course of the year, but I think that's an area where he definitely wants to improve. It's interesting here in the only game he has played, he was the primary ball handler. And it was great to see how effective he is, because he really, as far as his skill set, I mean, he wants the ball in his hands. He's got a wicked handle. And as a primary ball handler, he was playing a lot of times at the point. He was running pick and roll. He was coming off screens. And I think what we're looking at is a young man still obviously growing and developing. But in the case of Bozelis, I think we're seeing the versatility of Bozelis. And I think we're going to see a lot of that this season. And just to digress for a second, because I heard you talking about Giddey. The reason why people are saying, what's going on? What's going on with Giddey? Is he signing? Is he going to get a contract? What's the status? The reason why people have not read or heard much, if anything, about Giddey is that the NBA prohibits management or anyone with the organization, for that matter, from talking about restricted free agents or free agents. And everyone is under the microscope, and that's why you haven't heard AK or Mark talk about Giddey. You haven't really heard Giddey's agent say anything at all either. But and that's not the case only for Giddey. That's about every free agent or restricted free agent that's going to be on the market for the rest of the ensuing weeks ahead prior to training camp. So we really don't know what's going on with those negotiations. But, you know, I think it's suffice to say that sooner or later it's going to get done. How it's going to get done and the length, you know, only time will tell.
Yeah, I'm interested in following that, as most Bulls fans are, simply, Chuck, because we're wondering if the qualifying offer is really a thing that could happen for him, if he could sign a one-year qualifying offer and essentially bet on himself if he doesn't get the types of terms that he would like as far as that payday.
Well, yeah, and again, we don't know that. But in the case of the qualifying offer, when a player wants to bet on himself, and again, some have, some haven't. But I'll just use any player in this case. Now, and we can put Giddey on the back burner. The issue is this: if you bet on yourself, you know, obviously you'll probably do well, and that was the case with Jimmy Butler a few years ago with the Bulls, right? But for a lot of players, you know, you don't know what that journey is going to look like in 25, 26. You could have an off season. You could have different looks from the defensive side. You could have, you know, God forbid, but you could have an injury. And so if you turn down that money, let's say for a player it's a four-year plus an option year, player option, whatever the case may be, and you're getting 25 a year, or 23 to 27 a year. Well, if you sign the qualifying offer, you've just missed out, not only for that year, but you've missed out on money in the accruing 3 or 4 years on that deal. So that's what players are always concerned about. But again, we don't know what's going on with Giddey. We have no idea what's happening behind the scenes, and we'll find out in due time.
Talking with Chuck Swirsky, the Bulls Radio Network play-by-play announcer. I wanted to ask you also about Lachlan Ulbrich and what you've seen of him, the second-round pick that the Bulls picked up. Do you feel like he's going to be one of these guys who's just a Windy City Bull all year? I mean, what were your first impressions?
My first impression is that, he's very raw. He's physical. I think, you know, he, like Essengay, have a motor. And which is good, because I think, you know, when you run the floor, good things happen, and you do it on a consistent basis. It's one thing for players to run the floor on occasion. It's another when you've got it cranked up on both ends of the floor. So that's a positive with him. And he does he does move the needle when it comes to physicality, which this club needs. But, you know, we're still looking at a player who is just, you know, he's played in two summer league games coming over from Australia. And, I mean, this is a player that's going to be developing. And while I don't, you know, have any idea what they plan to do at the end of the roster, whether to keep him on the roster or play in the G League, only time will tell. But that's where I think what I've seen of him.
Chuck, I want to ask you, just from your perspective about the league as a whole, we saw a lot, especially in the playoffs, more teams pace and space, right? OKC, what they're able to do with young players that are athletic wings, being able to move the ball up and down the floor. Indiana, same thing. Even when Tyrese Halliburton was in there, we're starting to see more teams that have, you know, go to those smaller lineups, able to move the basketball and you know, kind of the position of basketball that we're in right now. How, in your time being a broadcaster in the NBA, how that change has kind of affected the way we view the game, but also the way, like, the game is played?
Yes. Well, this is going to be my 28th year calling play-by-play in the NBA, but I've covered the league way before this. And this was a center-dominant league when I first covered the league. And I'm talking about, like, I started covering the league in the 70s. That's how, you know, when you look at from a generational standpoint, I mean, this league was built on an inside game, not an outside game. And then all of a sudden, and I'll tell you who transformed this game and really revolutionized, was Dirk Nowitzki. Nowitzki was the first seven-footer who accepted taking jump shots and three-point shooting. And all of a sudden, as you know, in any sport, it's a copycat league. Mm-hmm. And what happens is there's a wave of interest in looking at the dynamics of an offensive scheme. And these coaches now, when they get a hold of a player at a very early age, 13, 14, 15 in Europe, they're pros at 15. What are they doing now? They're taking their 6'10", 7'1 players, and they're putting them in the wing. We have very little post play now. And if you are coming out of college or are you in high school, even if you're in high school at 6'9 or 6'10 or a rarity, you know, 7 foot in high school, which is unbelievable to say this, but it's no longer a rarity because these kids with nutrition and strength and weight training are developing so fast. And whether that's good or bad, I don't know, but they're shooting threes and they're taking the ball outside. So what I think we're going to see is more of that, but I'm going to put an asterisk, and I know this is a long-winded answer, so I apologize, but I'll tell you what I'm looking to see what happens in 25-26. The last, well, not only the playoffs, but really the last couple of weeks of the regular season, what did we see? We saw physicality, and we saw officiating letting them play. So what was a call in game number 32 wasn't a call in game number 62. Mm-hmm. And will that draw attention to 25-26, and will it carry over? That's what I'm interested to seeing about where we're at with this league.
You're not the only one, Chuck. I'm always looking to see what the next evolution is going to be in this league. Can't wait to see what Wimby does in a third season, if his health is back after what he had to deal with at the end of last season as well. Chuck Swirsky, the Bulls Radio Network play-by-play announcer, we appreciate you stopping by, and enjoy the rest of your time in Vegas. And yes, please keep the hat on, Chuck. I feel like you're going to need it.
Thank you so much.
That was Chuck Swirsky. You can follow him on Twitter if you don't already do so. CTS Bulls, that is the handle. When we come back, we're going to switch it back up to baseball. Another Reinsdorf-owned team that celebrated a championship over the weekend. We'll talk about the 2005 team and what a great weekend we had. Although the series may not have ended in the wins and losses that White Sox fans wanted, it was what a time to be alive for all that showed up and honored that 2005 team. This is Rahimi and Harris with Russell Dorsey in for Layla here on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Everybody stand up and give Bobby a standing ovation. Love you guys. And God bless all you guys. And God bless the family of all the people behind me. God bless their family.
A choked up Ozzie Guillen. And you know what? I felt that. As the White Sox celebrate 20 years of being the 2005 World Series champions with their big win over the Astros, although apparently not everybody knows that they beat the Astros and it wasn't the Astros beating them. We return with more Rahimi and Harris, yeah, Russell Dorsey. And let's start with that because the disrespect has to stop, Russ.
So watching the draft yesterday, and Chris Burke does a fine job as an analyst in college baseball for ESPN, was on the Astros, team that the White Sox played in the World Series, and in his little bio and credentials, it had World Series champion in 2005 with the Houston Astros. And watching, I'm like, okay, couple things. There is supposed to be fail-safe so that that doesn't happen, but also they didn't beat the White Sox in the World Series.
Yeah, I think the second part is the most important part. They don't have bad info on your graphic, especially when your network has a history of having bad graphics describing the Chicago White Sox in 2005, or just leaving out
failing to mention them at all.
Yeah, failing to mention them at all. Listen, it was a great weekend outside of what happened on the field. The White Sox dropped 3 of 4 in their series, but Mark Burley got a statue. Yeah. And that moment lived up to, like, you wonder what that moment's going to be like. The White Sox pull pulled that off and executed that and everything else that I saw happen off the field beautifully. Listen to Mark Burley on his statue and what he wanted it to signify.
Obviously, I think it turned out great. There was, I think the last time I saw it, it was a little bit bigger than I was anticipating. I was like, wow, that, like, I looked at the hands and the hands were like twice the size of my hands. And I'm like, oh boy, I hope it shrinks up. But he said, once they send it off and everything, it's going to shrink down. But I thought it looked outstanding.
Did you like the pose?
I did. We talked about it. We had some different pictures. They kind of threw some ideas out there, and obviously it would have been cool to do the tarp slide, but they already had the bobblehead. But I think that signifies or kind of shows, you know, the World Series. That's one thing that, yes, all this, the individual stuff is awesome, but the whole goal is to bring a World Series to your team that you're playing in the city you're at, and that's what we accomplished. So I was wanting something with the World Series emblem, something to remember from that. So that's why, I mean, we put all of our heads together. It wasn't just like I said, that's it. We kind of all kind of went over the other statues that were out here and just different stuff like that.
What I love about this is Mark Burley's telling you about this moment, but also he was involved in the process.
Yeah.
And you worry ever since the D-Wade statue, you worry that it's not going to live up to what the hype should be for it. But this thing looked phenomenal.
They've done a great job with the Chicago White Sox, where their statues are lifelike, whether it's the Frank Thomas statue, the Paul Konerko statue, now the Mark Burley statue, like all of those, it captures the essence of what they wanted it to. And I think about the 2005 Chicago White Sox, outside of our city, because we live here, that's one of the most dominant World Series teams there's ever. They went 11-1 in the postseason that year. The only game they lost was game one against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim at the time. they've changed the name a couple times. And I just think about, they did something on that team that I will never see again. And that's from somebody that covers baseball for a living. They had four starters throw complete games.
Distance.
Consecutively.
And ball game. It's over.
Mark Burley, John Garland, Freddy Garcia, Jose Contreras did something that people will never see again. And that's something that people should remember and appreciate, because that just, one, a sign of the times, but also just how good that team was and how they peaked at the exact perfect time. Like, you think about Scott Petednik not having a homer the entire season, and then hitting a walk-off against the Astros in the World Series. Paul Konerko, who was the captain of that team, has so many memories in this city. Over 400 home runs. One of the better first basemen of his era. Hitting that grand slam off of Chad Qualls. Like, those are real memories. That's the statue that he has.
You know who remembers that? The Pope.
Yeah.
Because he sent Pope him a Leo's jersey. There. He sent him a jersey autographed by the Pope. Like, you got to... Come on, man. You're like the dude, and then the Pope sends you an autographed jersey?
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really cool. Like, you share a number with Pope Leo. And, like, I was, Marshall, in fifth grade when the Chicago White Sox won the World Series. And being old enough now to cover the sport, and AJ Przinski is a good friend of mine, and hearing stories from AJ about, like, what that team was like, many of which I can't share on the air, but like how close that team was. Like, it was no surprise they ended up being and getting to the heights that they ended up getting to.
All right, before we get done with this talk, I do want to let you listen to Paul Konerko on what this reunion means to him.
Hey, Paul, what has this whole weekend meant for you and everybody, you know, involved?
Yeah, I mean, it's the 10-year one. It almost seems too soon in a way, because everybody's still kind of engaged with either playing at that point or just got out and your life's kind of the same. Not much has changed. This one's different, you know, because everybody's kids are, you see some, start seeing some grandkids, and, you know, everybody's in a different place in their life. So I know I am. So this one's a little more like, you know, when you win one of these things and they're like, well, you always have it, you know, it's always... you know, you'll always have this in your life, and you'll, you have no idea what, how you will appreciate this. This is that one, you know, like, I think when you're at 10 years or before, you kind of, you're just going so fast. You got young kids, you're just moving. You don't really think about it too much. This is the one where, and really the last, say, few years where you start to understand and appreciate the, I guess, the magnitude of what it was and how, just connected you are with all the guys that you did it with, and how much you, you know, I guess you're grateful for it more now than you were, say, you know, at 5 years after, 10 years after, you know.
Paul Konerko on a team that has been immortalized, even if the people at ESPN don't remember. The Sox win the 2005 World Series. They celebrate the 20-year anniversary down on the south side. When we come back, we're going to keep it baseball, but we're going to switch back over to the team that plays on the north side. Because we're curious, because we got Russell Dorsey here, Yahoo Sports MLB National Insider. If you're the Cubs president of baseball operations, Jed Hoyer, and you're making a move, who are you going to get as far as a starting pitcher, and what are you willing to give up? We discuss with more Raheemi and Harris with Russell Dorsey in for Layla on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.